Today is August 1st, 2020. Today's passage is Revelations chapter 4. I read it both in my study Bible and my message Bible. There is a lot going on in Revelations. To me, it feels like there is more there than I can ever understand. I have in the past, when I was trying to be the best religious scholar ever, read this book in the Bible and found myself lost in a fog. Here, John is writing to the seven churches in Asia province. In chapter 4, he is telling them of how he had entered a door for a glimpse of heaven and saw many curious things. Animals covered in eyes praising God, thrones with elders who would fall prostrate before the large throne, which was full of God's presence. There was thunder and light and shimmer and color. There was much more here than I could understand completely. I'm sure that I am not alone in admitting that heaven is a great mystery to me, and that the descriptions in this passage don't help clear that mystery up. I, however, am fine with the mystery, and I hope to be blessed with understanding sometime in the future. So, for now, all I can do is listen to what stuck in my heart after rereading the passage and concentrating on what touched me personally. Verse 11. In my study Bible, it reads, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created." This part of the passage seemed to be what I could relate to the most. Who but God, the divine creator, would be worthy of such glory and praise? When I read the passage in my message Bible, which is cleverly translated into contemporary language, this verse really touched my heart. It reads, "Worthy, O Master, yes, our God, take the glory, the honor, the power. You created it all. It was created because you wanted it." I thought that was beautifully written. God is complete, a total package. He did not have to create, but he did. He did it not because he was told to do so. He, after all, always was, is, and always will be. Who would have told him to do anything? He created not because it needed to get done, but because he wanted it. He wanted the stars and the planets, the earth and all of its creatures. Each piece of the puzzle of the universe perfectly made to fit. The smallest particles bring God joy because he created it, because he wanted it. Even the smallest piece has purpose in his plan. How blessed are we to be made in his image? What an honor it is for us to serve such a powerful and loving God, one who created us because he wanted us. He put us in charge of all creation on this planet. He gave us incredible abilities and curiosities that allow us to grow. He has gifted us with gifts that were personally selected for each of us individually. Gifts that serve his divine purpose and bring us joy when we find our calling. He did all of this because he wanted to. I know that I have repeatedly stated that I have often felt unwanted. One of the things that changed the tide in my heart was the fact that God let me know that he wanted me, that I had a place here in this earth that I fit perfectly, a place where I belonged. All I needed to do was to understand that he wanted and loved me. I needed to trust that feeling, close my eyes, and walk in faith. I needed to allow him to bless me and allow myself to accept the many blessings that he was providing for me. Once I did this, he was able to lead me on a journey where I knew I was loved, even if I was imperfect. I was perfect in my imperfection. It took me a while to accept that, but once I did and allowed myself to submit to God's will for me, my life really changed. My world really changed. My heart really changed. What He had planned for me was so much more than what I had planned for myself. So much more than what I was going to settle for. Letting Him lead and guide me was the best decision I have ever made in my life. So for that, God gets all of my praise. I praise Him day and night. I give to God the glory for all that I have, for each of my gifts. I thank Him unceasingly for all of my blessings. I thank Him for being there through all of my pains, for bringing me through all of my sorrows. I give myself to Him fully, body, mind, and soul. For me, doing this full-heartedly feels like my own personal glimpse into heaven, a piece of heaven that I can understand. Revelations chapter 4, read from my study Bible, NAB. After this, I had a vision of an open door to heaven, and I heard the trumpet-like voice that had spoken to me before, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen afterwards." At once I was caught up in spirit. A throne was there in heaven, and on the throne sat one whose appearance sparkled like jasper and carnelian. Around the throne was a halo as bright as an emerald. Surrounding the throne, I saw 24 other thrones on which 24 elders sat, dressed in white garments and with gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. 7 flaming torches burned in front of the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. In front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass like crystal. In the center and around the throne, there were 4 living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The first creature resembled a lion, the second was like a calf, the third had a face that of a human being, and the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. The 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, were covered with eyes inside and out. Day and night, they do not stop exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, and who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one who sits on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne, exclaiming, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created." Revelations chapter 4, read from the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. Then I looked, and oh, a door opened into heaven. The trumpet voice, the first voice in my vision, called out, "Ascend and enter. I'll show you what happens next." I was caught up at once in deep worship, and oh, a throne set in heaven with one seated on the throne, suffused in gem hues of amber and flame, with a nimbus of emerald. 24 thrones circled the throne, with 24 elders seated, white-robed, gold-crowned. Lightning flash and thunder crash pulsed from the throne. 7 fire-blazing torches fronted the throne. These are the sevenfold Spirit of God. Before the throne, it was like a clear crystal sea. Prowling around the throne were four animals, all eyes, eyes to look ahead, eyes to look behind. The first animal, like a lion, the second, like an ox, the third, with a human face, the fourth, like an eagle in flight. The four animals were winged, each with six wings. They were all eyes, seeing all around and within. And they chanted night and day, never taking a break. Holy, holy, holy is God our Master, sovereign strong, the was, the is, the coming. Every time the animals gave glory and honor and thanks to the one seated on the throne, the age after age, living one, the 24 elders would fall prostrate before the one seat on the throne. They worshipped the age after age, living one. They threw their crowns at the foot of the throne, chanting, "Worthy, O Master, yes, our God, take the glory, the honor, the power. You created it all. It was created because you wanted it."